want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king. And welcome to another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. I am your host, Matt Halleck. I'm the founder of the Man Warrior King movement, and I'm the author of the book, The DNA of a Man. Today we're going to be talking about becoming unshakable the right way. Through God validation and self-validation. And that might sound like a bunch of jargon and mumbo-jumbo to you at the moment, but don't worry, we're going to bring some clarity to that. And the whole reason behind this episode is because we, as men, have this inner desire to be unshakable. We want to be on the top of our game day in and day out. We want to be unoffendable. We want to be not susceptible to attacks from the enemy. We want to be able to weather storms and not be pushed over, not be triggered, not plummet into discouragement and feeling like God isn't for us and feeling like we're a failure and feeling like no matter how hard we try, things are never going to change. All right, so that's where we're headed today. Before we get into that completely, I want to take a moment to encourage you to check out the ranks of a doulam. We are getting ready to launch the brand new format that I'm super excited about, and it has taken a shape and form that I believe is me handing it over into the hands of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit is going to set it on fire and change the lives of men around the world through this thing. And we are getting ready to launch that. All right, the launch date for our first official live meeting is going to be August 10th. That's a Tuesday. August 3rd, if you sign up before then, you'll get a bonus live session on August 3rd. The deadline for the lowest price you'll ever see in the ranks of a doulam at $50 per month is going to be Wednesday, August 4th. All right, so we are coming up on that deadline for signing up there. If you want to take advantage of the $50 a month price tag, I highly encourage you to do it. It will change your life. There's no commitment for you to stay beyond any certain length of months at all. Although I will say this, there is an initial 3-month intensive training program that I would really, really strongly advise that you stick it out for those 3 months. Because that's going to give you a complete and well-rounded foundation on which to go forward in your life. All right, so that is the ranks of a doulam. The URL, if you want to go check it out, is manwarriorking.com/adulam, A-D-U-L-L-A-M. I will put a link to it in the podcast show notes for you. All right, back to the episode topic of the day. God validation. Self-validation for the kingdom man. So the problem is that we do not engage in these two things, being God-validated and being self-validated. And we have inherited this theology, this belief system that says that if we accept too much God's validation over us, then we are being heretical, because what the actual truth is that we're wretched sinners. We're broken and worthless, and we can't do anything right. I'm sinning while I'm breathing. That has become a mainstream Christian viewpoint. And as we embrace that mainstream Christian viewpoint, we limit ourselves. We actually prevent ourselves from receiving validation from God Himself. Why is this important? Because no matter how much we tell ourselves, oh, I'm not worth it, I'm just a piece of garbage, but thankfully Jesus, we can't get rid of the inner drive to be validated. We want to know that we are loved, that we are secure, that we belong, and that we are worth something. And you can try to tell me all day long that you don't care about those things, and I would suggest that you might be incorrect. You might be deceived. You might be lying to yourself. Because what happens when these kinds of men get married is they look for validation from their wives. They look to her to make them feel okay. And it will never work. It will lead to pain. It will lead to heartache. It will lead to toxic disconnect between husband and wife if we look to her for our validation. So this bad theology that tells us that we're just wretched, it actually keeps us from believing a good portion of the scriptures. It keeps us from actually accepting it and obeying the command of Jesus to become like a little child and to believe him in faith. Because when we refuse God's validation, we are acting like an adult who thinks we know better. Kind of like Adam and Eve. They thought they knew better than what God had said. And so when we read in the scriptures these things that are way too good to be true, we reject them offhand. We reject the life-changing truth given by God that would absolutely transform us. And so then we have zero chance to self-validate. What do I mean by that? I mean to be confident and okay with who we are in our own skin. Even if somebody, even very close to us, expresses disapproval or dislike from one moment to the next. And that's when we begin to look for our validation in other people or things or endeavors, pursuits, you name it, business, ministry, parenting, big one for men, marriage, our wives, okay? So I want to read to you from Isaiah, chapter 54. A good brother of mine just sent this to me, saying he felt like it was for me. He was basically prophesying over me through email, saying this is a word for you, Matt, and this is a word for the men who are joining the Man Warrior King movement. This is a word for the men joining the ranks of Adullam as we speak. This is for you. And this is for me. And as I preach it to you, I am preaching it to me. It says, honestly, the entire chapter is amazing. I don't really know how I can narrow it down and do it justice. I could preach through this whole chapter. But listen to what it says. Starting in verse 1. Sing, O barren one, who did not bear. We talked in the last podcast episode about how the men who gathered to David in the cave of Adullam were men who were bitter of soul, in distress, and in debt. We talked about how they were barren in their existence. They didn't have anything to offer. We talked about how those men who gathered to David were the lowest of the low of society. And at that cave of Adullam is where they all joined forces. And from that place, they went out to become fierce, mighty warriors and the fiercest that the world has ever known. So, are you in that boat? It says, sing, O barren one who has not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not been in labor, for the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Now, I know this is a woman metaphor, but it's applicable to us, because when we are barren, when we feel like we're not birthing anything of value, it's devastating. It says, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. So this is what I want to challenge you to do. I want to challenge you to accept this verse as gospel truth over you, that you are to expand your tent stakes. That you are not to shrink back, but to grow in strength, in favor with God, in favor among men. That you need to stop living small with the belief that you can't handle beyond where you've been. And you need to believe the Lord that you can expand. You will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Do you see this? You are destined to produce offspring, whether it's physical or spiritual or whatever, to produce offspring, to have your legacy be one that inherits the earth. Jesus said it, the meek shall inherit the earth. To have your legacy be one that will possess the nations and will actually eliminate desolation in the earth. This is your destiny. This is mine. But we live stuck in our own inner monologue, and it's happened for far too long now, and I, for one, am tired of it. But you can't go here if you refuse to let God validate you. You can't do this if you refuse His truth. Because when you refuse His truth, you refuse the action of the Holy Spirit. You quench the Holy Spirit when you stiff arm Him. He wants to come and light you on fire, and you're saying, no, I can't be lit. Guys, how ridiculous would it be if when Jesus was walking through Jerusalem, he came across a man who had been begging for years, 20 years. And what if when Jesus came up to this man who was on the ground because his legs were paralyzed, they were broken, they were withered, they wouldn't work. What if Jesus reached out his hand and said, my son, be healed. Get up and walk. What if that man said, Jesus, no, you don't understand. I can't. You don't understand. It's not that easy. You don't understand how broken my legs are. You don't understand. When you put your hand on me, I didn't feel anything. So what if that man refused to obey the voice of the Lord and he missed out on his healing? That would be ridiculous. That would be tragic. So why do you do it? And then it says, fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded, for you will not be disgraced, for you will forget the shame of your youth and the reproach of your widowhood. You will remember no more. You are not to be ashamed, my brother. You are not to be ashamed. You are not to be disgraced. You are not to hold on to the shame of your past, your youthful mistakes, the shame of what somebody did to you in the past. You're not to hold on to that. You have a new identity. You are a new creature. Will you let go of the things that you have allowed to identify you? You skip down to verse 9. It says, this is like the days of Noah to me, as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So I've sworn that I will not be angry with you. I will not rebuke you. The mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall never depart from you, and my covenant of peace will not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. I want you to receive this today. I want you to receive that God will not be angry with you anymore. His steadfast love is never going to depart from you. If we can receive this and really ingest it so that it becomes the life source of how we go through our day, do you understand how transforming that is? To know that God is not constantly angry with you, that you are not constantly letting him down, that he is not against you for some reason because you're not pulling your own weight. He will never let his steadfast love depart from you. And he has compassion on you. He's not standing with his arms crossed. He's getting his hands dirty in where you are at, if you will receive it. What if you actually thought that you were pretty awesome? This is not pride we're talking about or arrogance. This is simply believing the gospel, that Jesus has shared his glory with you. And here's what God promises you. This is your inheritance. This is your destiny if you accept it. It says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. You shall not fear from terror, for it shall not come near you. And look at this. If anyone stirs up strife, it's not from me, says God. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. It doesn't say that those who stir up strife with you shall fall because of him. That we get that. That is there. That's obvious. But God himself says, those who stir up strife with you will fall because of you. What does that mean? It means because you are a force to be reckoned with. You are valuable. And you are not easily overcome. See, you're not just destined to be defeated over and over. You are destined to be a victor. And in the places of your life where you haven't experienced that yet, then don't give up, but keep pushing in. You want your wife to be attracted to you again. She needs to see fire and fight and grit and a man who is unswerving in his conviction about what God says. Can you embrace this? Can you stop following all the red herrings that you think are going to give you the freedom and ease whatever pain is going on, especially the one of your wife where you sit down and you try to whine and beg to her to please change and give you the things that you're not getting. You think that's going to actually make her attracted and warm up to you? You're wrong. She needs a man who doesn't need her. But you have got to fill that need in Jesus. And that doesn't mean desperately crying out, begging all the time for him to change you. That means receiving by faith that he has changed you and holding to that faith until that faith manifests in your experience. And it says at the end of this chapter, no weapon that is fashioned against you will succeed. You shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. No weapon that's formed against you is going to succeed. Why? Yes, because God is for you. And who can be against you? Who can stand against you if God is backing you? But also, like it said before, those who stir up strife with you will fall because of you. Because you are a force to be reckoned with. Because the power, the life, the strength, the blood of Jesus is flowing through your veins. And every weapon that's formed against you, it has no ability to stand. What if you're destined to win rather than lose? What if you're destined to win even when the world looks like it's going to hell? What if you are destined to win even when you and your wife can't seem to get on the same page? What if you as a man are destined for victory? And what if you holding to that is what she's needing more than another conversation about how she's hurt you? Jesus, I pray for these men that you would love them. I know you do, but that you would manifest your love to them, Lord. That Holy Spirit, as they are listening, you would wash over them and give them such revelation of you that they can't handle it. Thank you, God. Amen. I want to encourage you again. Please do check out the Ranks of Adullam. It's at manwarriorking.com/Adullam. We are starting very shortly. Deadlines for the low price are coming up very quickly. If you join and you dig in, I promise you, your life will not be the same. Bless you, my brothers. This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.